2:4 And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And one thing that preceded the disciples being filled was the waiting. It's the waiting. Says, for he who speaks in tongue does not speak to men but to God. No one understands him. However, in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. Says who? He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself. Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps us in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. We do not know what we should pray. The Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance to the will of God. Spirit intercedes for God's people with the will of God. And they were all filled with the Spirit. Father, we position ourselves this morning, this afternoon. For he who speaks in tongue edify himself. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weakness. Holy Spirit, oh, how we need you. Thank you. Spirit intercedes for God's people. When I don't know how to pray, Holy Spirit, pray through me. When I don't know what to say, just speak through me, speak through me. The Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. But you, beloved, build yourself upon the most holy faith, praying in the Spirit. Keep on praying in the Spirit. Keep on praying in the Spirit. The weapons of our warfare is not carnal, so we wage war not against people. We wage war in the Spirit. You've got two options. You can remain quiet before the Lord, allow Him to speak to you, allow your soul to speak, or just open up your mouth and be in the Spirit, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Thank you. Spirit, this morning we make, this afternoon we make room for you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, come. We already know you're here. When we say come, we're just making room. I invite you, Lord. Thank you.
Great are you, Lord. Whoever you touch. Thank you.
Spirit. That's why we say, Lord, just fill us again. Fill us again. Hide me now. Hide us now, Lord. Hide us, Lord. Those who, you know, your word says, you know, David knows, he knew what he was talking about. He says, those who dwell in the secret place will abide under the shadow. Under the shadow of the Almighty. Lord, we seek you in the secret place. But as for me, it is good to be near God. Being near God changed the whole world of perspective. Let it burn, let it burn. increase our discernment, Lord. Increase our discernment, Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit.
I sought the Lord and He The lack of
can trust you. He won't. He won't fail. My God never fails. He won't fail. He won't fail. He won't.
Experience the glory.
says in Romans, if we want to share in your glory, we must share in your suffering. Father, we thank you for such perspective. We thank you for grace. We thank you for your favor. We thank you that the enemy cannot touch your children. And those who belong to you are out of his reach. For you work everything. That's it. You work everything. Everything. You work everything, Lord. For good. For the good of those who love you. We love you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. Thank you for we knew in our mind. Even as we close this time with you in your presence, Lord God, we wear the helmet of salvation to protect our mind against the arrows, the thoughts of the enemy. Yes, Lord, we put on your armors, breastplate of righteousness. We are your righteousness, your masterpiece, the belt of truth. And everything that is trustworthy, worthy of praise, thoughts that are worthy of praise, be the object, the subject of our thoughts. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, we bring captive every thought, every mindset that is not in line against us, every mindset that are not in line with you, every idea, every thought against us, against our families, against our children, against this church, against your people. thank you. We rejoice in your faithfulness. We thank you for the work you've done. Lord, we continue to praise your name for the Stosfus family, for the way that you are just showing your goodness in their lives. Lord, we continue to believe and stand for total healing for Hannah. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness. You are good at all times, God. May we never lose sight of that. Thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for filling us again today. Let us become more aware of your presence, Lord. Let the Holy Spirit be the object of our thoughts. We thank you for favor, Lord. We thank you for the doors that are supposed to be open. Let them open. Because we walk in favor with you, let us be in favor with men as well. Those of us who need a steady job, we need clarity for the future. Lord, we do not lean on our own understanding. We put all our trust in you. I put all my trust in you, Jesus. Thank you.